CRI News. I'm Qi Zhi. China's foreign ministry says two Chinese sailors remain missing after their cargo ships were hijacked last week on the Mekong River in northern Thailand. Xinhua News Agency earlier cited Thai authorities saying that all 13 Chinese crewmen were dead. However, Thai investigators later said two of the 13 bodies they recovered did not belong to Chinese sailors. Thai authorities have identified the killers as a local drug ring. The Chinese Foreign Ministry and Southwest China's Yunnan Province have started an emergency mechanism to deal with the follow-up work. Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin is set to start a two-day visit to China today. Putin is set to hold meetings with both his counterpart Premier Wen Jiabao and President Hu Jintao. During Putin's visit, the two sides are expected to hold talks aimed at advancing energy deals. Egypt's ruling military council has ordered an inquiry into Sunday's clashes in Cairo that killed 25 people and injured over 300 others. Sunday's demonstrations were sparked after Muslim radicals tried to destroy a Coptic Christian church last week. At an emergency meeting in Cairo, the ruling military council ordered the formation of a fact-finding committee. Presidential candidate Amr Moussa says there must be procedures to deal with the current situation.
This is a crisis of great proportions. It could end in civil clashes and could lead to dire consequences. There must be procedures. We're talking about an immediate fact-finding committee with immediate results, and it's imperative that this matter does not happen again.
Tensions between Coptic Christians and Muslims in Egypt have increased since the February uprising. Libya's interim government forces say they have pro-Gaddafi troops cornered in two small areas of Sirte. One commander of the NTC says they have backed the Gaddafi loyalists into about 2 square kilometers of land near the sea. Heavy fighting, however, is continuing in Sirte, the hometown of fugitive former leader Muammar Gaddafi, as the loyalists put up fierce resistance. Meanwhile, the head of NATO says the alliance is to remain deployed in Libya as long as there are threats to the local civil population. However, NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen also says NATO's mission in Libya is close to its end. He says the alliance is ready to conclude its operation as soon as the situation on the field requires it. Two of Europe's top representatives to next month's G20 summit have laid out their agenda for the coming meeting. European Commission President José Manuel Barroso and European Council head Herman Van Rompuy say that market reform and restoring growth are at the top of their list for the G20. Both have pledged to try to make the International Monetary Fund stronger. At the same time, they're also going to put forward the concept of a Europe-wide financial transaction tax to try to help stabilize market volatility. The next G20 is set for Cannes, France, early next month. The Chinese government is planning to launch a nationwide campaign this weekend to inspect the country's offshore drilling and exploration. The move is designed to try to prevent future oil spills. The joint inspection by 6 government departments comes after this summer's spill in Bohai Bay, which polluted some 5,500 square kilometers of the ocean. The 3-week inspection will check virtually everything involved in offshore oil operations, including both Chinese and foreign operations in Bohai, the East China Sea and the South China Sea. 5 people are dead and 1 injured after a crane collapsed in northwest China's Gansu province. The accident occurred late last night in a wind power equipment company in Zhouchuan. The arm of the crane broke and fell down during operation, crushing 5 workers to death. In Florida, the United States, 7 members of a family have survived by clinging to their capsized boat for almost 20 hours after it overturned during a fishing trip in rough seas. Waves flipped the boat off the Florida Keys on Saturday, tossing 8 people overboard. 7 of them, including a 4-year-old girl, survived by clinging desperately to their capsized vessel and a small blue cooler for almost 20 hours, suffering exhaustion, jellyfish stings and hypothermia. A 79-year-old woman is missing and presumed drowned. They were rescued when a commercial fisherman spotted the group and alerted the Coast Guard. And that's the news from CRI. I'm Qi Zhi in Beijing.